Hey, this is Chris Johnson, and I'm a little sweaty right now. I'm feeling a little sweaty. We're getting into that shitty time of year where it's kind of like warm in the day. So you might have like shorts and like a t-shirt on, but at night, you freeze your fucking nuts off. Like last night, it was in the fucking 30s. It was in the fucking 30s, goddammit. Jesus fucking Christ. And I get in these situations where like, I don't want to turn the heat on now because it's like early fall. I don't want to turn the heat. I don't know why I don't want to turn the heat on. It's just like, it's just something I fucking resist. I don't want to fucking do it. Last year, I never turned the heat on. I let it kick on all by itself. Like when I leave the house, I have my heat on like 64. And if I'm here, this is like in the wintertime, like when you need the fucking heat. My heat's on like maybe like 68 or something if I'm here. I'm just like, you know, on average. So like I turn the heat on like my thermostat. Like motherfucker, if it gets cold enough, this shit's got to kick on. But it's got to like kick on its own. So it's on 64 right now. And it got down to 65 in here last night. It was fucking cold. I was freezing my balls off. But I just resisted turning it on. I feel like, well, like once I turn it on, I'm fucked. Like it's gone. Like any fucking hope is gone. It's lost. Like I'm in the fucking wintertime mentality already. If I turn the fucking heat on. If I turn that fucking heat on, I'm never gonna turn the fucking heat off. I have to, like, for my own fucking peace of mind, I gotta keep the fucking heat off as long as possible. And this makes no fucking sense. It's the dumbest thing imaginable. But that's what I'm doing right now. Anyway, this is a really fucking like dangerous time of year too. I actually, like, I like fall. Like, a lot of people fucking love fall. I don't really get too wrapped up in the fucking seasons. I love summertime. I love fall. I'm pretty happy, like, most times a year. I'm even happy, like, in the wintertime at the beginning because it's, like, Christmas time. And springtime kind of sucks because it's really dirty. Spring is kind of a shitty season, right? It's always dirty and grimy, especially if you're in, like, the Northeast. You got, like, all these fucking snow piles melting and just, like, fucking weeks and months worth of garbage that just, like, melt out of the snow piles and just get all over the place. It's kind of a dirty time. But you get kind of excited about that too, because you're like, motherfucker, it's starting to get nice outside, right? The temperature's starting to go up. What I don't like, though, I like daylight in the summertime, because if you live in the north, you get like fucking 16 hours of daytime. It's only dark like 9 hours. And then I get more and more depressed as like the summer turns in the fall, where like the fucking sun starts coming up later and starts going down earlier. And it's like, ah, shit. Because pretty soon, it's going to be the fucking opposite. It'll be fucking dark 16 hours a fucking day. And there's going to be no fucking daylight. And it's going to be cold. And it's going to suck. So I get like pre-depressed as that shit's coming. This is a dangerous time of year too. I thought I was the only person to ever experience shit like this, but when I was living with my cousin, one time he like told me a story about like him going through the same crazy shit that I went through. I was like, oh, motherfucker, I thought that was just me. So if you take naps or you sleep all fucked up like I do, I've always kind of slept all fucked up. I just sleep whenever the fuck I want. I'm not one of these people who, you know, they get up and then they're just up for the day until they fucking go to bed and then they sleep for like 6, 7, 8 hours and that's it and then they're up for the day again. I don't do any of that shit. I fucking sleep whenever the fuck I want, whenever the fuck I'm tired. And, you know, like today, for example, I woke up at like 4:30 yesterday before my 5 o'clock shift. I worked my shift until 1 a.m. I played video games until like 4 a.m. I went to bed at 5, woke up at 9:30. And I'm gonna like dick around for a while. I'm gonna go run like 13 miles a little bit, and then I'll fucking fall asleep again for another 5 hours. It's just what I do. But the problem is, we're getting to a time where like pretty soon, like 6 in the morning and 6 at night are both gonna be dark. So I'm good for this about 3, 4, 5 times a fucking year. It always happens, and I'm always fucking terrified. Like, the weekend will roll around. It'll be like Saturday or Sunday. I'll be just dicking around in the afternoon. I'll be tired, and I'll think, what the fuck am I doing? I got nothing going on. I'm gonna go to sleep like a fucking 80-year-old. So I'll just pass the fuck out at like 3 in the afternoon, and I'll wake up at like 6. You know how sometimes you wake up and you're just confused as fuck? You don't know what the fuck is going on. You don't know where you are. You don't know what fucking day it is. You know that state? Like, sometimes you just wake up and you're like, oh, I'm up. And you kind of look around. You're like, okay. You know where you're at. I'm in bed. You know, it's fucking 8 in the morning. You know what the fuck is going on. You know what day it is. You know what to fucking expect. But there's sometimes where you just kind of like snap up. You don't know where the fuck you're at. And then you look at the clock and you see 6 o'clock. And then you see that it's dark outside. And then you don't know what day it is. And then you think like you're late for work. You ever have that? I used to do that when I was at school. I used to do that. No matter what job I've had, I've always fucking done that. Like, you look at the clock, you'd be like, oh, fuck, it's 6 o'clock. Mother, my shift started fucking a half hour ago. And then you get up and you start running all over the place. You know, throwing your fucking clothes on and shit. Maybe you turn on the fucking shower. And then you somehow, like, catch a glimpse of the calendar. You look down at your phone or something. And it's like, you know, Saturday, 6 p.m. And you're like, you fucking asshole. Like, you're fine. You don't have to do anything right now. You can go back to bed. But you can't go back to bed after that because you're wired. If you fucking shoot up like that, you're fucking wired, man. You like, all the fucking adrenaline just, like, rushes to you. And then you're pissed. You're, like, upset with yourself. So I thought I was the only one that experienced that shit, but Cousin D had that. He's like, yeah, I woke up at like fucking 5:30 in the afternoon one Saturday. He's like, I thought it was 5:30 in the morning. He's a teacher. He's like, I thought I was late for fucking school, late getting up or whatever the fuck time he woke up. He actually jumped in the shower before he realized, like, God fucking damn it. There's this like twinge of embarrassment. But you're the only one who knows you went through it. So like, you shouldn't really be embarrassed, but you are embarrassed. I get embarrassed like, just like the shit that I do like around my house. Like, I'm the only one who lives here. The cats don't give a fuck. They're not going to kick me out. They don't even know what the fuck is happening. They don't give a fuck. If they get pets at 6 a.m., 6 p.m., it's no difference to them. They don't give two shits. They don't care what time of day it is. Matter of fact, both of them are fucking sleeping right now. It's just how it works. So I hope that my family's not the only one who experiences this shit. It would make me feel better about myself. Like, that other people are like, as fucked up as I am. Because I'm telling you, like, if that ever fucking happens to you, like, when that happens, it's crazy. So that's where I'm at. Well, I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays. I'm on Podbean, which is the host. Every episode's there. Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, iHeartRadio as well. Sundays and Wednesdays are when new podcast episodes come out. I'm on Twitter at JohnsonHateYou, Instagram at Maybe 5 Minutes, and on Facebook as well. You can catch this podcast in my timeline.